This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Emmy DeLand. Emmy is the Senior Vice President of Strategy at New York Presbyterian. She's also a strategic advisor to the Dalio Center for Health Justice. Emmy's going to talk to us really about the health justice effort at New York Press. New York Press, of course, is one of the great health systems in the country, always ranked sort of in the top five by U.S. News, a great, great system. Emmy, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Emmy DeLand, and I've been in the business for probably 40 years. I started off in international banking, and thanks to my husband, who was in medical school, I ended up going to business school and the School of Public Health at Columbia, and then wandered my way into a wonderful job at the Brigham and Women's Hospital, and then at Mount Sinai, and now for the last 20 years, I've been at New York Presbyterian. I am a New Yorker by upbringing, and I am very committed to this city. So thank you very much, Scott, for having me.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on. So you've been in it for 40 years. You started at about 8 years old. So we're thrilled to have you on, Emmy.
Yes.
Talk to us about the Dalio Center, how this came about, sure. and what the goals are, and speak to us about the Dalio Center.
Sure. It's a great privilege. We were lucky enough this fall to receive a major gift from the Dalio Family Foundation to launch our Dalio Center for Health Justice. It is a commitment to understand and be a leader in health disparities and to understand the conditions that drive health inequities. As you know, Scott, 80% of health is not around health care. It's about jobs. It's about the environment. It's about housing. It's about transportation. It's about education. And what we are committed to do is to not only look at the healthcare disparities, but also to understand and to work to systematically break down the barriers to health. Hence why we named it the Center for Health Justice, not Health Equity.
And talk about health justice, and what will the center do? Will it be research? Will it be advocacy? Will it be medical care? What will the Center for Health Justice do?
So it's a great question. So first and foremost, it's going to have a database. One of the big issues around understanding health disparities is to have a database that accurately captures race and ethnicity and the social determinants of health. And that's one of the major things that we are working on right now, is to develop what we call the infrastructure. As part of that infrastructure, we're also going to be understanding the community-based organizations and being able to codify the community-based organizations and understand how they are connected to the patient and to the health system, and be able to really have an entire picture of the community-based organizations that are critical to helping to improve health disparities. The other efforts are obviously, one is around healthcare, around community and clinical strategy and program development, and really looking at, on the one hand, healthcare, the issues that are transplants, looking at sickle cell, looking at movement disorders, dementia, almost any disease, you can probably find that there are healthcare disparities. And telehealth is another area that we're looking into, because the great concern is these new technologies will be available, but not for people who are in impoverished neighborhoods, because of the critical issue around last mile of broadband. So we are also then looking at education and training. We've got two fellowship programs that we're running, one around educating future leaders, physician leaders, and the other really around our responding to epidemics and crises in health is another fellowship. So there's a huge amount of time that we've been spending right now on vaccine hesitancy, which is obviously a critical issue in the United States, as well as in New York City. And then there's the last arm is research and implementation science, and that's going to be around. Yes, go ahead, Scott.
And let me ask you a couple questions. How excited are you to be a part of this effort? Tell us how excited you are to be a part of this effort.
You know, Scott, I've spent a long time in this business, and I've seen a lot of technology come out in the last 15 years. And most of it is around taking care of people like you and me, and tweaking at the very edges of what's driving our healthcare costs. And so I am unbelievably thrilled at having the privilege of trying to figure out how can we, A, take better care of our communities and of all people, and how can we finally start to address how can we reduce healthcare costs in an intelligent fashion? And perhaps where we should be spending that money should be on housing and education and jobs instead of pouring it into sick. So it is unbelievably a capstone of my career to be able to be part of this center.
It's fantastic. And how did you get to have this be a core part of your interest in your professional life?
I have been working on projects related to this for the last 10 years. I was working on, as part of strategy, I worked very closely developing our community health worker network about 10 years ago. I worked on establishing a family and child hub because there's enormous evidence that the first 1,000 days of life is determines whether you're going to end up in poverty or not. Last year at the holidays, I traveled to Memphis and Montgomery and Birmingham because I am very, very interested in trying to understand and address these critical issues in the United States. The 1% of us cannot own as much wealth as we currently have, and we have to have a more just society.
No, fantastic. I mean, fantastic what New York Press is doing. And talk about Ray Dalio helping to fund this or how he got his name on it.
He was talking to my CEO, Steve Corwin, and they ended up, Steve Corwin is as interested and concerned in addressing these issues. As it turned out, Ray Dalio is interested in addressing these issues. One thing led to another, and the center was born. He and his family are just remarkable human beings, and they are very much involved in making this a better world.
Fantastic. Emmy, thank you so much, and thank you to New York Press for this effort. Magnificent. Thank you very much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.